Thank you, sir. The President.
Yes. Mr. President, George.
Yes, me.
Yes, George.
I read your remarks to the International Labor Press boys last night, and I like them very much. I like particularly that part where you tell them that labor's got to do its job as citizens and all these other things that you were trying to do. It was very good.
Thank you, George. Thank you. I wanted you to see it, and I thought this group was nearly every group there was
they're a good group.
Editor for something. Yeah. It was the Hatters and the Steelworkers and the UAW.
Yeah, I see our friend Petoskey is still not with us on Vietnam.
Well, looks like it. Looks like he got a little upset.
He's got some people in there who are way over the left yet, you know.
Yes.
This one thing is goddamn liberals is the thing that gets me. They can't see anything right in what the United States of America does.
That's right. What you ought to do, though, George, I talked to Carter day before yesterday, and we are, roughly, our situation's this. We've come from about 4 million down to 1.8 million. We think we'll get out of the debt. We've got the money for the congressman that we're going to put in. We think that we will probably get out this year, where 2 years from now we can turn over whenever we go. We can let them all have it with a surplus. But he thinks that everybody we decide on, we ought to have the best person that you have, and the most aggressive and alert and wisest person that labor has, that's not cutting your throat and it's not cutting our throat, that looks at the congressman and says, here's what we'll do and here's what we hope you'll do, and they kind of get together.
I'll block it on the end of that.
All right, you just tell Al to go back and let's reunite and let's go to pulling together and working. He likes barking. He says that he believes he spent 100 hours last year meeting people that Barkin brought to him, so Barkin could be in on the end and know it, and he says he wants to work with whoever you want. But he says, here's a guy in California. Now, my disposition would be to give the guy $5,000. But if he was lukewarm on agricultural workers, or if he didn't want minimum wage, or if he's doing something else here that I don't know about, I don't want to be cause-financing somebody that they're fighting.
Yeah.
And if we just get our heads together, if they want him, why, we'll want him, and we'll try to get together. And I said, George Meany and I are going to have a partnership. I don't keep him from supporting a Republican. I don't ask him to. I think his statement's all right, as far as I'm concerned, that we belong to nobody, because I don't want to own anybody. But I think that he ought to get my judgment, and I ought to get his judgment, and we ought to try to agree if we can.
Yeah.
And you get to, you represent me, and he said he would, and you, so you tell Barkin to get over there.
Okay.
Okay.